chapter and verse 15 is the reason that he's staying behind is so that now he can have this demonstrative miracle that overwhelmingly shows them who he is. And Thomas, who is one of his 12 apostles right after this, has his kind of magnifying moment. There's not a whole lot of Thomas moments outside of doubting Thomas that you see within Scripture. But right after this, in verse 15, Thomas demonstrates this remarkable amount of faith when right after this, he says to the rest of the apostles, "Let us go and die with him." Thomas oftentimes gets a bad rap because he's known as doubting Thomas. He's known as that guy who was a little bit unsure, was a little bit hesitant. But in John chapter 11, immediately after this verse in verse 15, he shows an overwhelming amount of courage when he says, "Let us go and die with him." But Jesus nevertheless says, "This is why I stayed here. This is why I didn't go, because I'm going to do something a little bit more remarkable." In John chapter 11 and verse 45, after the miracle has been performed, many of the Jews who had come to Mary, beheld what he had done, believed in him because of that. Keep in mind the timing of Jesus' miracle here in John chapter 11. This miracle happens in Bethany, which would be near the beginning, which would be only a matter of miles from where Jerusalem would be. And so while whereas mostly he had stayed up in the northern parts, up around Galilee, had danced around a little bit up there, this is the first time in Jesus' ministry that he's actually closing in on Jerusalem. And because of his enormous popularity, this is a time when the Pharisees are really starting to take notice. Most of them are here during this miracle. And these are people that had heard about Jesus. These are people who had known about Jesus and his miracles. But this is for many of them the first time that they're intimately aware of something like this happening. And so this had the dual effect, not only of giving this grand miracle and healing his friend, but also astounding many of them and performing a miracle in front of many of them that manufactured or created faith within this. While his deity, I think, would be most evident, that's obviously the crux of this entire story. What I want to focus in on this evening is his humanity. I'm actually going to plug this in because I like to wander. When you look at John chapter 11 and verse 35, what is the crux of this story, at least for me, is contained what is, in the English version, the New Testament, the shortest verse. It's actually a longer verse in Greek and somewhere else in the New Testament. But in English, the longest or the shortest verse that you find in the New Testament is found here within John, the 11th chapter, and verse 35. And it says, very simply, Jesus wept. And if you're just reading the story kind of straight up, if you're reading it from verse 1 all the way through the end of this chapter, you read verse 35, and then you move on to the next verse because the story doesn't stop with Jesus weeping. It doesn't stop showing Jesus' emotions. But it stops there for a second, at least the person who divided up the chapters and verses stops there for a second to highlight this little 9-letter section that simply states that Jesus wept. And it doesn't matter what translation you're reading. If you're reading from the ESV, if you're reading from the King James Version, if you're reading from the ASV, if you're reading from the Darby, down in Texas, we do have Hispanic people that worship with us, and so we put the Hispanic version up that says Jesus lloró, which literally means Jesus wept. And so no matter what language you're reading it from, no matter which translation you say, it simply says that at this moment in time, whenever this situation happened, whenever Jesus showed up on the scene, he wept because of what was going in front of him. The New World Translation, which is what the Jehovah's Witnesses use, which I don't like at all, but paints this verse, I think, very well when it says that Jesus gave way to tears, because that's exactly what's happening within this section. And several people have tried to discredit this verse for whatever reason. They said, well, Jesus was just weeping for this reason or for this reason, all these different reasons. And people have postulated all various sorts of reasons for why Jesus at this moment in time would be overwhelmed with emotion. To my knowledge, there's only one other occasion when Jesus wept, at least the scriptures tell us, and that's in Luke the 19th chapter when he shows up at Jerusalem and is overwhelmed with the fact that this great city, his city, is about to be destroyed. He would echo the same type of thing at the end of Matthew chapter 23. But as far as I know, this is the only occasion besides that where Jesus is overwhelmed with emotion. And so the question is, why? What was it about this scenario that made him cry? And several people have postulated various theories. Several people have said, well, the reason that Jesus wept was because he just wanted to fit in. That's the worst reason that I can possibly think of. Because if Jesus did anything in his life, fitting in was not one of them. Jesus was not somebody that just thought, oh, well, everybody else is crying. I guess I'll just go along with the crowd. That doesn't describe Jesus. Other people have postulated, well, the reason that Jesus was crying was because he saw the effects of sin. This goes back to Genesis chapters 1 through 3 when sin entered into the world through Adam and Eve. And so Jesus seeing death right there was just overwhelmed with the fact that death came into the world because people sinned, physical death and spiritual death to a certain extent. And so he was just overwhelmed, and so he saw that, and that's why he gave way to tears. Other people would say, well, the reason that Jesus wept, at least in this instance, was because he just had a lack of faith. That's also an awful reason. Because what it signifies here is it implies that Jesus, for whatever reason, saw that Lazarus was dead, and because his power was limited, at least in their minds, because he couldn't use it for personal gain, he was overwhelmed, and he thought, well, I could heal him, but I can't because that's not why I'm here. And so he was just overwhelmed with grief, and that's the whole reason why. I don't think that's a good reason. As a matter of fact, I think all of these are three pretty awful reasons. And I can see everybody shaking their head. All of you obviously agree with me to a certain extent. Maybe you like reason two. That's totally fine with you. I think reason number four is probably the most realistic. Because when you think about this season, or this reason that he was there, Jesus was deeply moved from point A to point B. And when he shows up at this scene and sees all the people that are gathering in grief for this man, someone who was his friend, the scriptures tell us twice, both before John 11:35 and after John 11:35, tells us that he was deeply moved in his spirit and troubled in his heart because of what had happened. When Jesus showed up on the scene, he was overwhelmed with grief at the display that he was happening here. All of us, I think, at certain points have gone to funerals. As a matter of fact, all of us, I think, probably have gone to funerals if you're over 5 years old. And I'm not unaware of what happened during the announcements, announcing that two Christians and faithful preachers, at least as far as I understand, passed on from this earth today. And as you go to those funerals, there's kind of a little bit of a juxtaposition because you think to yourself, I miss this person. I physically miss this person because they're not going to be here any longer. But then you read passages like 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. And when Paul writes to the church at Thessalonica and says, I don't want you to grieve as those grieve who have no hope, because the Lord is going to descend with a shout, and the dead in Christ will arise, and we will meet him together with the air, and there we will live forever.